Good afternoon. It's 2:30. I'm Mike Jackson right here in the KSVP newsroom. Regional Skywarn Coordinator Wendell Malone says fire weather conditions across the region this afternoon are dangerous. He says high winds and blowing dust could cause mayhem for residents across the region. He says a fire was reported just north of Lakewood yesterday afternoon. He says the fire burned along U.S. 285 about 13 miles south of Artesia. Malone says the fire burned about 300 acres of ranch land. Malone says a high wind warning has been posted for the Guadalupe Mountains and a wind advisory has been posted for the rest of the region. A red flag warning has also been posted as well. We're also being told of some fires burning along U.S. 285 south of Roswell. Chambers County Fire Services Administrator Georgianne Hunt is asking people to slow down due to smoke. Artesia School Superintendent Mike Phipps has had his fill of Santa Fe. Phipps spoke before the Parent Teacher Advisory Council yesterday afternoon at APSHQ. After being a strong supporter of Governor Susana Martinez, Phipps has different thoughts on the new governor.
She also said she would make sure that education did not get cut or hurt, and she would protect the classroom teacher. Well, I'm here to tell you that she signed the legislation that took take-home money away from every school employee, every single one of them. 3.25% of their salary is going to help balance her budget. That is wrong. That is wrong. Okay?
You can hear more from Phipps by going to the podcast section at ksvpradio.com. The Artesia Police Department spent a good chunk of yesterday issuing warrants, and Isidro Lavario Jr. had three warrants thrown at him yesterday afternoon before 4:30. Records show that he was also charged with fraudulent use of a credit card. Yesterday, during the noon hour, a 13-year-old juvenile male was charged with battery in the 1100 block of Bullock. Don't forget, we will have some high school baseball action coming up for you later on this afternoon. In fact, coming up about an hour and a half from right now, we'll have the first game of the doubleheader between Artesia and Roswell. Second game should get underway around 6. Both games will be online as well at ksvpradio.com.